Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota. With support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The Duluth community is celebrating the Mexican national holiday, Dia de Muertos, with a Day of the Dead exposition at Zeitgeist Arts with an opening reception happening on Monday, November 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. Well, today on Radio Gallery, we're joined by Minneapolis-based graphic designer, commercial artist, and founder of Uno Branding, a strategic cross-cultural design firm in Minneapolis. Louise Fitch is a McKnight Fellow artist whose work graces the walls of museums, building exteriors in large-scale murals. You may have even seen his work on Minnesota State Lottery tickets. He's part of the exhibit, and he joins us here to share more about his work.
My name is Louise Fitch, and the media that I use is depending on the prompt. I multi-mix media. I've used everything. My wheat paste to mural to silkscreen to graphic design to two-dimensional prints to three-dimensional sculpture. I don't have one preference.
You're based in Minneapolis, but tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from?
Basically, I was raised in the most visited border in the whole planet, Tijuana, Baja California, Mexico. It's across from San Diego, Southern California.
You are a part of the collective show that's happening here in Duluth. Talk a little bit about some of your current work.
So 5 years ago, I started this project relating to death. I know it looks like Day of the Dead and everybody relates to it, but it was more specific on the violence that was happening in Mexico, particularly the 43 students that disappeared down in Mexico, and the mothers never were able to find their kids. So that was a huge impact for me. So I started this series, and when I got the McKnight Fellowship, I was able to utilize that money to continue with spreading the words of the violence, not gory or bloody way, more of a utilizing beautiful colors, as you mentioned, and patterns and things that I think people will accept it in their houses or in their offices. But everything has double meaning. So you might see a beautiful five heads. I don't know if you see that print. It's called Cinco Cabezas, five heads.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me speaking how, you know, they found five heads in front of the police department down in Mexico, right? And so graphically it might look really beautiful, but there's a lot behind it. And the story behind it is very violent. What it's interesting is that when you first see it, you don't see this. And that's really what I was trying to do. It's playing with the intersection of commercial art, branding art, licensing art, gallery art, and definitely street art. And so all those things all mix. You put it in the mixer and you mix it. And I really don't respect one or the other more than the other one. For me, it's the same value to put art in the streets for free than if I put it in a museum. It's equally the same. For this series, I wanted people to two things. One, to be aware of what was happening. If they search more about it, and find more about it. And secondly, I wanted to do art that was affordable. So those are large screen prints that usually in a gallery. And then from the McKnight Foundation, I do a series that is called Free Art. And so I put these three-dimensional boxes with prints, and they're very colorful. And I go to areas of neighborhoods that are underrepresented or places where they have no galleries or accessibility to museums. And I donate the art. I put it in the streets and then put it in social media, and people know where to find it. So as you're lucky, you're walking through the streets, you can pick up one of these pieces. And they're a series of limited editions, and it's just my way of giving back to the community to create awareness. Some people might see it, oh, it's a celebration of Day of the Dead, and that's it, but it's a lot more than that. For me, the biggest is to make it more accessible to the community, to any community, not just the Latino community, and to educate people.
Louise Fitch here on Radio Gallery. He is part of the show at Day of the Dead Exposition, with a celebration happening at Zeitgeist Arts on Monday, November 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. The show is up through the month of November. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.